Steve Bertrand. Thank you very much. Steve Bertrand Travel.
And he does, too.
Yes, he just came back from...
Switzerland. Yes.
Yeah, we just say Switzerland, but
yep,
it's a nice accent.
All right. In just a few moments, we're going to talk to Rick Steves. He has put together this climate smart commitment. Now, something we're going to talk to him about is how traveling can affect your carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And first and foremost, I don't even know what my carbon footprint is.
Oh, all right.
Do you?
What yours is or what anybody's
what
is?
What it is.
It's a little bit.
It's there are 7 ways to reduce your carbon footprint and to save the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Unplug your devices. All electronics suck energy when they're plugged in.
All right.
Even if they're powered down, that's impossible for most of us.
I think it is.
Drive less. Choose to walk, bike, or take the bus.
That seems easy enough.
You're not going to drive. I mean,
I've been biking a lot.
To work?
No, not to work.
Oh.
It's too far. But just around town, I've been biking a lot.
Plant a garden. So I'm helping there.
You're helping there.
I still have mud under my nails from weeding this weekend. Eat local and organic. Try to eat local in-season produce, sticking to foods that are grown locally.
Mm-hmm.
Line dry your clothes.
Hmm.
I do have a clothesline.
Yeah.
Not many people do.
No.
And Orion's not going to like this, but they say stop eating or eat less meat to make your carbon footprint a little smaller.
Oh.
You don't have to become a vegetarian, but eating meat less frequently will significantly help the environment. And traveling, you don't think of how that's going to affect your carbon footprint, except maybe taking a plane.
Right.
That's the only way I can think
even
of.
Even that, you know.
Well, big time that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't think of anything else. And Rick Steves announced this Climate Smart Commitment. It's a program that will donate $1 million each year to fund climate smart agriculture and conservation projects in underdeveloped countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking to him any minute now. You cannot deny climate change. I know it used to be called global warming. Now it's climate change. And there are people that do deny it, and I don't understand it.
I was just going to say, you say you can't, but there are people who are adamant that it's all made up. It's all a fallacy.
How is it made up that these storms are happening fast and furious? We've had so much rain here. I feel so sorry for the farmers this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how can you deny it?
I tend to believe scientists...
More times than not,
you'll find that scientists, because of all their science knowledge, know stuff, and yet there are people who have just said point blank they're either lying or ill-informed.
Well, let's bring Rick Steves into this conversation. Rick, we're talking about climate change and people refusing to believe it's a real thing, so why don't you jump in?
How can you possibly deny it at this point? How can anyone not see it?
I would bet people who deny climate change they have no passports and they've not traveled and they're looking out for their own financial interest. Right. I've spent and it's silly now that it's more than silly. It's embarrassing. It's evil, frankly, that people are denying climate change. I've spent 4 months a year every year for the last 30 years overseas, and people no longer debate climate change because they see it all around them. For me, my beat is Europe. I write guidebooks and take people around Europe, and I was just taking a group to a storm surge barrier the size of 2 Eiffel Towers on wheels on their side that slide together to protect Rotterdam when there's a high sea, a storm surge. I was just in Norway visiting glaciers where people used to have tours to hike on the glacier. There's no more glacier to hike on. I was just in Sweden, and it's filled with Italians escaping the heat of the summer in Italy. I was just in South England, and medieval towns, cute little cobbled lanes, now have floodgates to protect them from the high water. This is not dreaming up stuff, you know. It's a reality. There used to be summer skiing in Switzerland. That doesn't happen anymore. Now, I was just in Ethiopia last month, and there you see the impact on the poor world. And climate change affects the poorest people in the poorest countries the hardest. And there's a longer hunger season now in the developing world than there used to be. In Guatemala, in much of Guatemala, in a place called the Dry Corridor, the hunger season used to start in May. Now it starts in March. All over Ethiopia, I was talking with farmers that are trying to deal with violent and unpredictable weather, and it's cutting their yields dramatically. So climate change is here. The question is the United States going to be focused on silly politics where we protect a few constituencies to get their votes with a dishonest approach to something that is an existential threat not only to our economy, if that's what it takes, but to the whole world? Or are we going to join the family of nations and do something about it? And as a person who makes a lot of money taking people on tours to Europe, I've just decided to give myself a self-imposed carbon tax. It's only ethical. It's not heroic. It's just the right thing to do. I make a lot of money taking people to Europe. We took 30,000 people to Europe last year, and I should pay for the carbon that their flights contribute to this problem. And experts tell me that for $30 smartly invested, I can mitigate the carbon created by one American flying from Europe, from the United States to Europe and back. Okay, $30 times 30,000 travelers, rounded up, it's $1 million. We've created a portfolio where we're contributing, investing $1 million in a group of organizations that fight climate change, and they do it by promoting climate smart agriculture in the developing world. It's an exciting program, and it gives us the peace of mind and the ethical high ground that we can take our people to Europe and back and mitigate the impact of their flight.
Look at you. That's amazing.
To me, it's just common sense. It feels great. It's a lot of money, but you know, I'm a business, and I should be paying this cost. This is a cost of our goods sold. But because of our conventional accounting methods, businesses in the United States don't have to pay for it. So most of them just laugh to the bank, and they ignore the ethics of that. But we're trying to inspire other travel businesses to get honest about this and take it out of their profits. It's, you know, if you're taking a lot of people to Europe, you can afford $30 of extra cost to enjoy all of this beauty of exploring our world. If we don't inspire people to do that, we can shame people to do that. And if nothing else, consumers can recognize it's ethical to go with a travel company that is climate smart. We call it our climate smart commitment. And for me, it's very innovative. It's designed so people can copy us. You can just take our entire program, lock, stock, and barrel, off of our website and plug it into your website. And then maybe it's even good business for corporations that really run their business on what's good for their quarterly profit statement rather than what's right for our future.
Rick, what you're doing is exemplary, but it's self-imposed. Would you suggest that they somehow figure out a way to tax this so that the money goes to that cause?
Yeah.
It should be done, right?
It should be. It's just honest. You know, I mean, it's just, I'm a Democrat. I just think that's Democratic values. I think it's good for the business in the long run,
yep,
rather than good for business in the short run. And to me, it's exciting. And it's, we've got to do something about this. I just feel myself getting kind of heated because I've just been walking with farmers across parched lands in Ethiopia, and I understand how it's brutalizing their whole communities, and I know how reasonable it is to help mitigate this. And a lot of people will just say, well, stop traveling. No, we're going to keep traveling. We don't need to become monks to fight this.
Right.
We just got to get smart and honest and inspire each other to boldly do this. We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing this year. You know, if we could send a man to the moon in the 1960s, we can certainly figure out how the United States can take a leadership role, mm-hmm, in fighting climate change. That is the issue of our lifetime. But if it's all coming right down to the short-term profit statements of people who want to support a politician because it's good for their shareholders in the short term, I think we're in big trouble.
You mentioned Ethiopia and the farmers with their crops there. We're having trouble here in the United States with all this rain, where there are some farmers that haven't even planted their corn this year because they, yep, don't think it's going to come to fruition. So it is hitting in the United States as, mm-hmm, well. When are we going to open our eyes and help?
Yeah, well, that's when it hits the United States, we're more likely to open our eyes and help. That's one great thing about being a traveler, is you really have an empathy for the other 96% of humanity. And you realize you can't build a wall and wish it all to go away, you know. We're all in this together. And when you've traveled, you are connected. And that's one reason why part of our mission is to inspire Americans to venture beyond Orlando. get out there and get to know the world. It's never been safer. It's never been more important. And frankly, it's never been more fun. So, you know, we can get smart on this. We're a great nation. We've got lots of creative energy. We've got plenty of wealth. It's just, do we have the integrity and the honesty and the leadership to make this happen? And it really is a political issue, and I'm glad people are talking about it. In a way, I'm inspired by Jay Inslee, who's the governor of my state, Washington, who's kind of a one-issue presidential candidate, and Jay is in the race to get people to take climate change as a serious issue. It really, Trump is a poor choice of words, but it trumps all the other issues.
I know you're short on time, Rick. I'm just curious. Are you under the belief, because a lot of people are, that the politicians who are fighting this, saying, no, climate change doesn't exist, it's a fallacy, that they know the truth, it's just better for their business to deny it? Are you of that belief?
I'm of the belief right now that if you're denying climate change, you're either stupid or you're greedy.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're stupid. I think they're greedy.
Yep.
And you can be greedy economically and you can be greedy politically. But our society is run by the legal obligation of corporations, publicly held corporations, to profit maximize for their stockholders in the short term. That's not a good equation right there for sustainability. And we've got to have a government that can broaden the priorities beyond the short-term financial profits of publicly held corporations. I'm a privately held corporation, so I can do this.
Yeah.
If I was a publicly held corporation, I'd have my board sit me down and say, you can't do this. You
right.
just took $1 million away from our stockholders. I'm saying I'm protecting our stockholders 20 years from now because we want people to still travel. So let's do this and let's be in. Do it with integrity, let's do it in a leadership way, and let's do it in a way that inspires other travel companies to put on themselves a self-imposed carbon tax until we can elect a government that is more honest about this and makes it part of our conventional accounting practices.
He's Rick Steves, the Climate Smart Commitment. How can we help? What's the best way to help?
Well, I think you can learn more about this. We have our whole policy explained on our homepage. If you go to ricksteves.com, you can find the climate section, or ricksteves.com/climate takes you right there. But it's pretty common sense. It's time to stop debating about climate change. Learn from the rest of the world, if nothing else, that this is a serious issue and we can target it.
Thanks, Rick.
Good luck.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Happy travels.
That's Rick Steves.
He's heated up.
Yeah. There's climate change going on his collar, I think. He's getting hotter the more we talk to him. All right, a quick break and then a lot more show, so stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.